What you doing? I'm the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Falcon 100 by Daisuke Nishima, Chapter 30, The Big 3-0, each with their own logic. This chapter came out on July 16th, 2023, and it's a typical 19 pages. So, this chapter opens with 100 knowing others have pain and still, you know, like, emphasizing with them and being, you know what, I don't like being hurt, I'm not gonna hurt others. Takes it the other way. 100 does not give a fuck, and apparently the only thing that can heal 100 is hurting others. I don't think that means literally, more of a emotional or boohoo I got hurt kind of way and make your feelings feel better, because, well, I guess 100 still heals fast. And how do fabricants without the Yao blood heal? I guess just slower, but with Ashibi's blood that we heal almost instantly. Huh, didn't think about that, because we never really see 100 hurt, except for with her fire, which she has to get replaced. We'll talk about that in a bit. So, 78, the Fabric 78, which he's fighting, the one that can shapeshift or disguise itself, it must have Yao blood because it can heal pretty much right away. 100 figures this out right away too, and uses fire fist and just destroys the core. And that was it. That the fight was over quick, and tries to go after the other fabricant named 86. We eventually see the number on her leg, but 86 runs away. And also at this point, 100 realizes she can't ignite her other hand that was sewn on by the organization, which is weird. There could be all kind of conspiracy theories that go along with that, like maybe they did it on purpose and sabotaging 100, or maybe nobody realized that this would be the case, or there's something maybe the doctor or number one has that makes these body parts more of their body, more like their body, and it makes them all work together. Yeah, maybe it's a hand and it still works as a hand, but it's not like biologically completely intact with everything else. I don't know, but yeah, can't light that one on fire. And then it reveals 86 plans, which pretty much obvious enough, it wasn't really a reveal. 86 has specialized eyes, use it to copy a person, and then somehow 78 uses that to mimic them, and so perfect that even 86 eyes can't tell a difference anymore. Don't know what her eyes have to do with it. If 78 is the one mimicking, can they somehow bond their powers together? I don't know. More, I'm already just starting to talk about this and finding kind of plot holes, I don't know, weird things that don't have a whole lot of logic to them, but which kind of goes to 86 next point, which is you can copy the appearance, but you can't copy each of these characters' logic. They all have different things they're going to do, and it makes no sense. And really, it should be obvious that people have different logic, different reasons they're doing stuff, but maybe you think about it even more, and maybe this is me thinking about it even more, maybe fabricants don't have different logic because they all kind of want the same thing, just to get better bodies and get stronger, try to be more human or perfect or whatever that's supposed to be. So yeah, fabricants don't have a different logic. That's why seeing humans having different logic, I guess, throws 86 kind of thinking out, and why it's, you know, in the long run, or just thinking about it in a different way, or just changing your appearance isn't enough to really fool people if they really know the people. As 86 runs away, apparently leads 100 into pretty much what is a fabricant 100 version of Haku's ice mirrors, a room just full of them. That's just completely what it reminds me of. Well, 100's like, oh, what am I going to do? And then Kagui shows up. Apparently, he wasn't killed. Weird that the fabricants just left him alive and just like, whatever. They must have been in a hurry. Okay, I get it. But yeah, he joins, uses his eyes, but apparently there's not enough rangers. His, like, Oculus Prism, whatever, can only reach about 2 meters. But hey, what a coincidence. Ayako joins. Apparently did not avoid any of the vital spots, so Yaku could still be in danger, but for now, still up and at him, and combines the range for, I guess, what is now 4 meters, and able to help Kagui be like, it's right behind you. Kagui slices up 86 real quick. Is it over, though? We don't know, because if 78 had the blood, most likely 86 does too, and we don't see a core destroyed anyway, so 86 could still come back and cause more trouble? Honestly, I hope so. This kind of felt too quick and like not substantial enough, if you know what I mean. Like, it feels like there should have been so much more of this, and it there just wasn't. But it's weird. Moving on title, because I got more to say. It's pretty much 86 not knowing about people's different logic, and at first I was like, okay, well, this is dumb. But when you really think about fabricants not having their own logic and they're all kind of doing the same stuff, 100 does kind of have different logic a little bit. One has different logic, and you know, they're on the different ends of the spectrum. So one just has his whole weird way of thinking, and then 100, what is 100 even wanting to do? Yeah, get Ashibi's blood, but then what? Where does it go from there? I don't know. I guess it's a mystery somewhere. I have to find out. But overall, this chapter felt like it had a lot more action, a lot more to it than a lot of the previous chapters. But then when I started talking about it, I was like, but what about this? And what about this? I can get real picky about when and how things happen. So maybe that's just on me. But let me know what you thought. If you really liked this chapter, it wasn't a bad chapter. I just, you know, I was looking maybe too far into it than more than I should. I don't know, whatever. But yeah, let's talk about it. You can leave a comment. You can follow me on social media, the AC Stories. You can join my Discord and email me, theacstories@gmail.com. Or hey, new thing, I have a Patreon, Ko-fi. You can join that. Different tiers, different benefits. But the $2 tier, you get to see all my notes I do for all these videos. So if you want to help support me, I also give you a thank you shout out on all these videos too. It really helps. Exclusive channel in my Discord, all that fun stuff. So yeah, if you want to join that and help me, that would be much appreciated. But that's all I have to say about this weird chapter, weird on my part chapter of Fabricant 100. Until next time, if you like what I said, go ahead and give it a like. You want to keep in touch better what I'm doing, guys, subscribe. But thank you so much for watching. I'm the AC. Bye.